Time now for your letters. Last week, Leanne Hansen interviewed Max Farrow, the man in charge of licensing Smokey Bear's image. One of the facts brought out in that interview is that the official name is not Smokey the Bear, just Smokey Bear. That prompted this letter from Stuart Clipper of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm abashed and red-faced and shamed. I stand corrected and hereby offer Smokey Bear my most profound apologies. Since my junior high years in the 50s, I've repeated ad nauseum this inane joke. Me, what's Smokey the Bear's middle name? Hapless victim. Dunno. Me, the. It's only now, writes Clipper, that I learned that I have been perpetuating a perfidious campaign of egregious disinformation. Don't worry, Mr. Clipper, we're sure Mr. Bear will accept your apologies. We also received many letters about the interview with finger-picking guitarist Tommy Emmanuel. Jerry Cacciaro of Lansdale, Pennsylvania wrote, "Thanks for your story on Tommy Emmanuel. I first saw him at the Philadelphia Folk Festival where he simply wowed the audience. As Leanne said, it's hard to believe he makes all that sound with just 10 fingers. I once tried to watch his hands closely as he played a show in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. I came to the conclusion that the movement of his fingers is impossible and that somehow the music goes directly from his brain to the strings." His story about Chet Atkins was incredibly moving. Tommy is an Australian gift to the world of music lovers. Write to us here at Weekend Edition Sunday. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.